again, that's been one that's probably been talked about a lot, and a lot of different views on that. And my view is, I obviously we do need to do something. Something has to be done with the Lowhead Dam. That's no news flash. Between that and the erosion, we have to take care of that. So no matter what, bottom line is that needs to be cleaned up. That needs to be structurally fixed so that we can support the water coming through there and the flooding, and not to continue to erode away at those the east and west side banks. The one thing that I was initially against, and I am still like on the fence with that, and that is I'm not a huge fan of drawing people into that water. And I've spoke with, you know, Heather Pope about it. I've been very vocal about it because it would take a lot to convince me otherwise. I'm fine as of right now to have people, you know, walk across a path and sit in a bench and drink a cup of coffee and watch the water. But as far as drawing people into that water, I'm not sold on that yet. And I believe there would have to be a lot of changes made to convince me otherwise. And I know they're working very closely with DNR. I know that they, you know, obviously the initial plan has to be relooked at and to see if there's a better way to do that. So I'm open-minded. I think the city, I think it'd be a great gateway into the city. I think it would be fantastic to put the walking trail underneath those bridges because our highest incident of accident, pedestrian and bicycle accidents, happen across those main intersections. Mm-hmm. So I do think for safety of the public, we need to figure out a way to get under there, get people through. And then I'm, like I said, I'm on the fence on the drawing people to the water and hoping that they'll come back to us with something that convinces me otherwise on that.